Hey, Rafer.
Yes, Kristen?
Are you as excited as I am?
You are as excited
as I am, aren't you? You're as excited as I am.
It just seems like a normal Friday morning to me.
What is to be excited about? This is not a normal Friday morning. We are less than a week away from one of the most important events of the century.
Well, tax day has already gone by. What is it? What is it, Kristen?
Rafer, we are about to witness the marriage of Kate Middleton and Prince William.
And Prince William.
Not just us, the whole world, the royal wedding that people have been waiting for, the royal wedding of the century.
It really will be the whole world, won't it?
It will be. The whole world will be watching.
Especially you.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You're excited, too. You're excited. Admit it. Listen to how excited you are.
I am not excited.
Oh, Rafer. I mean, you know what? I bet you would be excited if we talked about royal romances on film, though.
Okay. Now, I'm slightly excited.
All right. Let's talk about royal romances on film. But first, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway, excited for royal wedding romance.
And I'm the unexcited Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
I know you're trying to contain your excitement. You don't really care about the royal wedding commemorative teacups or the royal wedding
Is there memorabilia?
Where are you? It's everywhere.
You know, it's true that you have been talking about this for a while, and I think you've been working maybe on some stories for it for the show. I have to say, this just, like, you know, when it comes up on my Google Entertainment news search, I just glance right over it. I skip right over that. To, you know, I'd rather read something about Dancing with the Stars for that matter. That's an exaggeration. That's not true, actually.
You know what? I'm going to quote that back to you someday. It's just going to be taken completely out of context. It'll say, I would rather be watching Dancing with the Stars, Rafer Guzman.
I sort of deserve that. Let me ask you this, Kristen. Why are you so excited about this royal wedding? I know that everyone was very excited about Princess Di, you know, back in the day, and that was a big deal. I kind of understood that. She was very charismatic. There was something about her story that resonated with people. What is it about this story that resonates with you?
She was not charismatic, though. She was 19 when they got married. She was called Shy Di.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. She was called Shy Di, and everyone just really wanted Prince Charles to settle down. I believe he was in his mid-30s at that point.
Yeah,
and
okay.
They just felt like they really wanted to see what happened next with the royal family. They wanted an heir. They wanted a royal romance. When he was interviewed, when they announced their engagement, he actually was asked at one point, what is it that you love about Di? And his response was, I don't really know what love is.
You know,
so it's not like their romance was really that magical, but we all still were totally glued to the television sets on July 29th.
What year was that?
July 29th, 1981.
81.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, this is interesting. Can I make a little analogy here? That was the same year as one of my favorite movies, which, as you know, is Arthur. Which was also 1981.
Sakes. I feel like you bring this movie up all the time lately.
I love talking about Arthur. but here's why I bring it up. The original Arthur had to do with an arranged marriage between two aristocrats, Arthur and Susan Johnson.
Yes.
And they were supposed to get married. He didn't want to. He was in love with a commoner, Liza Minnelli, waitress.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
One reason that I didn't think the new movie worked is because the arranged marriage idea, I think, is kind of dead. I don't think anyone really buys that anymore. And so the idea of the arranged marriage in the new Arthur seemed more of a contrivance than it did back in 81. Back in 81, I think you could still believe in the arranged marriage, maybe precisely because there was one happening on the world stage with Charles and Di. Now, to me, it doesn't work because aren't the whatever the heck their names are getting married?
Oh, are you kidding? Wills and Kate. Oh my God.
Aren't they basically? Didn't they basically just like have a normal courtship the way anyone did? They fell in love, dated for a long, long, long time, got engaged. Now they're getting married.
They met in college, yes.
College,
St. Andrews.
Right.
They were roommates for a while.
Right.
They've been dating for about 8 years.
That's
there
a
were
long
a couple
time.
Of short breakups in there.
Oh, there were.
A couple of them. Very brief ones,
oh,
but
interesting.
All part of the growing process and something
yes.
that makes me believe a little bit more in their relationship being kind of real.
The impression that I get is that their relationship is totally real. And
mm-hmm.
I guess that's why I look at them and I just think, well, that doesn't sound any more different or glamorous or interesting than the relationship I had, right? Where I met my wife right after college. We dated for years and years and years. Then we got engaged. Then we got married. I don't. So I'm not
so
that.
So you're just like them.
I'm just.
It's like that magazine, Us. Celebrities, they're
stars.
Just like us.
They're just like us.
Yes.
But I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't quite understand the appeal. And she's not exactly a commoner, quote unquote, or is she?
She's a commoner in that she has no royal lineage
yeah.
anywhere. Princess Di did.
She did, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So in a sense, Princess Di was a cousin a couple times removed, I believe, from Charles.
Right.
They were kind of related, like the royals usually are.
Right.
They're all related to
right.
each other. But this time, Kate Middleton, yes, she comes from a family of multimillionaires. But they're self-made multimillionaires, which people love to make fun of in England.
Yes, the nouveau
riche. As if that's a bad thing.
Right.
You made your own money. Oh, my God. They made their own money. They're entrepreneurial. Oh, my God.
I know that whole distaste for work that the aristocrats used to have in England. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, do you – okay. You're being a major naysayer here, I have to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to take out the big words here. You're being a grumpy MacDuffins. You are so grumpy MacDuffins right now. And,
yeah.
And I'm willing to bet there are at least a few royal romances on film that you like and that would at least put you a little bit in the royal spirit.
There are. I mean, you know, I like some of the obvious ones. Well, the ones that I like are usually, and these are the ones I think everyone likes, is the royal and the commoner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that kind of always the fantasy?
Just like Wills and Kate.
Just like Wills and Kate without the multimillion dollars.
Yes.
But, you know, just the idea that the royal person will fall in love with you, the commoner, because, you know, it's just you're a nice person and, and worth loving. And then, of course, you can have this royal lifestyle. Right? The two of you. That's
not
the fantasy.
Not always, though. Like, isn't it kind of magical when the fantasy doesn't work out? Like, I'm just going to say it. Roman Holiday. The gold standard of this whole model.
Yeah,
and
right,
it doesn't
okay.
even, I mean, I don't want to give away the ending to people who haven't seen it. But
well,
that's Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
Audrey Hepburn playing the princess of a country that they never name.
Oh, is that right? They never name it?
They never name it, which
funny.
I thought was very clever the way they
yes.
did it. And Gregory Peck, who is a journalist who's following her around while she's in Rome.
Right.
And taking her on some fun adventures. She kind of goes rogue. She decides
she escapes, right? She
yeah.
wants to see how the other half lives.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a fun movie. And in the end, she kind of, along the way, she grows up. She goes
right.
from being treated like an infant to becoming a full adult
uh-huh.
during her time by herself with
uh-huh.
and with Gregory Peck in the movie.
Right, right. All right. I mean, that's a good one. But I feel like, I mean, there are so many movies that follow that. There are so many movies that feed into that fantasy. And I mean, really, it's like anything. It's anything from like Pretty Woman to the American president.
She was a prostitute, and that was the U.S. presidency. Not the same thing.
Isn't it kind of the same thing? You're falling in love with someone who is essentially of another higher, essentially unreachable class.
Kind of, but not only are you of an unreachable class when you're a prince or a princess, you're also living in a castle. You're also famous. You're
yeah.
never going to stop being famous like Snooki. Snooki, I love you, but I'm sorry. You're not going to always be famous. Some people just get to be famous forever, and that includes the royals and pretty much nobody else.
Is it the royal blood? Is it the actual DNA royal blood that interests you about the royal family that makes you do you know what I'm saying? Is it the vestiges of divine right that still are kind of still kind of have a hold on you, Kristen?
I think that's kind of fascinating.
It is.
It's a little fascinating, and I mean, the idea that the royal family goes back. I mean, think back to when were the Tudors in charge?
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't even tell you. Yeah, you know, it said centuries and
Henry
centuries.
Henry VIII.
Sure.
That was like 400 years ago,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing. The same family line.
Right.
Still there.
Right.
And see, that's not like Snooki. No.
Not like Snooki.
No.
You know, hey, you never know what could happen with the Snooki family
You're
line.
You're right. 400 years from now, we could still be looking at every single person ever born to Snooki and her children and her children's children. And no, we won't be. This, no, it will never happen. Royal romance is special in its own way.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Do you think it's going to be the same? Is it going to be the same as Charles and Di? Is it quite the same thing?
No. I mean, Charles and Di, from the get-go, they tried to frame it as if it was a royal romance. Like, wow, he fell in love with this young, innocent girl.
Right.
But it was, you know, now looking back on it, I think I was 7 when they got married.
Now oh, is that right? Yeah, okay.
Now looking back at it as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's just kind of creepy and smarmy. There's
yeah.
the guy who was 30-something who was dating this girl who was 21 and then decided to dump her and marry her younger sister who was 19.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is pretty much what happened. And it's kind of gross. But, I mean, back to the royal movies for a second here. The,
okay.
The royal romance movies. I'm sure that part of the reason why we love the royal romance happening between Wills and Kate so much and why we loved Charles and Di is it's an institution. It's part of Hollywood. It's so much a part of our movies that
sure.
go back as far as movies have existed. There have always been those narratives out there, right?
Sure. Well, and isn't it, because you were talking about this earlier, isn't it also a little bit a fairy tale?
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
Kind of the definition of a fairy tale,
yeah,
almost?
Yeah, it is like a real-life fairy tale. Think about The Princess Bride.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Or Cinderella or any of those stories or... They redo Cinderella over and over again.
Right.
You have the commoner and I think everyone just loves that. The Prince and Me, starring.
Oh, yeah, that one I've never seen.
It stars Julia Stiles.
Okay.
As a commoner, I believe from Wisconsin.
Okay.
From a farm.
All
who's
right.
on scholarship. And then this prince, I think he's from Denmark, he tries to be kind of an undercover real guy for a while. And he falls in love with this girl's industriousness and independence. Which he has none of that.
Okay.
He's just a lazy royal.
Right.
I can tell you want to see
him.
This. You're smiling through clenched
totally
teeth. You just don't care at all about any of this at all. Are there any royal movies? I mean, come on. Rafer. The King and I? Anything?
You know, I never liked The King and I. I never liked with Yul Brynner. I found the Yul Brynner character really, really unpleasant and sort of domineering and arrogant and difficult to. I couldn't
that
see the charm.
That was her role, and her role was to sing.
I know. I didn't like that one either. I mean, I like Roman Holiday.
Getting to know. Oh, you sing so much. Oh no, I'm singing. I love you.
Yes.
Yeah, et cetera, I mean, come on. Et cetera, see, that's it. Isn't that
yes.
perfect? You didn't love that?
You know, the one movie I did like recently, actually, was. The Young Victoria. You and I were talking about that.
I loved that.
That was interesting, I thought, because it was a side of Victoria that you never saw. It was a side of... They tried to sort of put a little real romance into the arranged marriage, but it was clear that it was just an arranged marriage. And there, I thought it was a convincing portrayal of an arranged marriage that actually did grow into some kind of real bond. And that seemed kind of cool and interesting to me. And an unpopular take on arranged marriages, which I think we all think kind of anathema these days, right?
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of interesting. But I don't, you know, I don't know. Like it's not my fantasy, I guess. You know what I mean?
So, come April 29th, when 5 a.m. in the U.S. when this wedding is being broadcast on stations everywhere, what are you going to be doing?
Oh, it's going to be at 5 a.m.?
Well, it's 11 a.m. in
right.
England and 5 a.m. in New York.
Oh, well, in that case, Kristen, call me because I will be watching it, me and my 10-month-old. We will be up at 5 a.m., I guarantee you, and I will watch that with you.
Well, come on over. We already have the commemorative books at our house.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.